Hey, what's up, guys? It's Richie from Boston. Today is the 8th of July, 2024. And I apologize for not making videos recently, but I've been a little sick. And it's not a cold or a bird flu or anything. It's an inside sick. It's something that I mentioned a couple few years ago. And it's something I actually went to an actual real hospital for, Mass General in Boston. It's rearing its head again. So with that and everything else just going on all around the world, but mostly in our country, especially on the 4th of July. 4th of July really, really killed me, because watching people, you know, celebrating their freedom when it's just so far from the truth. But I can't say I'm depressed. I'm just wondering, you know, like, here's my biggest concern on earth. My biggest concern, the biggest fear I have to this very day is I don't want my time to come. I don't want to die in front of other people, because I'm afraid they're going to throw me in an ambulance and bring me to a hospital and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Since the pandemic broke out, I saw things for what they were, and I figured out, you know, this is going to come to a head soon. There will be a civil war. And I mean, they have been trying for a civil war. And it took the last couple of weeks for me to understand that we're already under a civil war. It's just a matter of a pinprick, the blink of an eye before it goes full blown. And here's one of the reasons I say that. I didn't know this. Did you?
So it's important to remember the basic fact that the U.S. Supreme Court has held, as many people do know, that in general, police have absolutely no duty to protect us. They can refuse to do their jobs, or they can be really bad at doing their jobs, and we can't sue them for it. It's not a civil rights violation, according to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has held that government officials cannot be held responsible for harm caused by third parties. The main case in this is the DeShaney case.
I had no idea that that was even a thing whatsoever at all. And with that in mind, it makes a lot of sense that it took 2 years for any of the police officers in charge of the Uvalde shooting to be charged. 400 cops stood outside while 22 people got killed by one guy, and they held the parents. The only thing the cops did was hold the parents back from going in and saving their child from getting shot. Let me tell you what, if my kid was in there, it had been a whole different news story. There's no way, if you are not responsible for my safety or to protect and serve, if officer safety is the new standard and to protect and serve is out the window, you have no right putting your hands on me. I can't even imagine what people are going through having their kids get smoked by somebody who was probably a CIA asset, because it's always the case. And 400 cops did absolutely nothing.
We now have details from the indictment of Pete Arredondo, the former Uvalde School District Police Chief. Arredondo and former school officer Adrian Gonzalez were criminally charged for their handling of the mass shooting 2 years ago at Robb Elementary. Fox 4 Stephen Dial read the indictment and is in studio with more. Stephen.
Clarice, the indictment alleges that then Chief Arredondo knowingly and recklessly put the students' lives in danger. Some lawyers are now questioning the likelihood of him actually being convicted.
Court documents detail the first criminal charges to come from the deadly mass shooting in Uvalde 2 years ago. Thursday, former school district police chief Pete Arredondo was indicted on 10 counts of endangering a child. And former officer Adrian Gonzalez is facing 29 charges of endangering a child.
But it's rare that you see a law enforcement official indicted and successfully prosecuted for failing to discharge their duties.
I'm sure it is rare, because the guy gets arrested. I mean, what is the excuse? You're in charge of the 400 heavily armed, ready to go, dying to shoot somebody officers that are standing around going, what are we waiting for? You're in charge of them. There's one dude inside. You've got 400 to one, and you can't go in there and save those kids. So he gets arrested, but then immediately released. He got arrested, and his little pal that looks like a convict anyways, you know, that's the pot calling the kettle black, I guess. And then they're released. Every single solitary town that I've gone through in the United States, even if there's nothing more than a post office,
a pot store, because there's a pot store in every single solitary town, even if there's no general store, there's always a Freemason Hall. These guys are all in this together, and the outcry from the parents after 2 years wondering why nobody saved their kids, they had to throw somebody a bone. But here's what's been going on, and I didn't know about this, but this is an active civil war by these officers of the New World Order that are no longer required to protect and serve. It's all about officer safety now. This is what they've been up to, and every single one of these things I'm going to show you is current. It's all from 2024, 2023. This is disgusting. And when you're sick, you got nothing else to do besides watch this and edit off-road videos, you know, that nobody watches. So you understand, I guess. This clip I'm about to show you, you're not even going to believe. People are at an apartment at a pool having a pool party for children, and an off-duty cop comes over and starts beating the shit out of everybody. And then after he beats everybody up on video, he goes someplace else and does it again. And then this is the response. It blows me away. This is civil war. This is war against the people using the soldiers that we're familiar with. The soldiers we're not familiar with, Department of Homeland Security, FBI, CIA, all these other alphabet agencies, they'll make themselves known soon. But this is what's going on right this minute.
The mother who took that video says that they were here at this apartment complex enjoying a children's birthday party when a man comes into the pool area and demands they leave. She says they were doing just that when things escalated and got violent.
They punching on people!
De-escalation is a skill that only a few police officers may have.
Police are now confirming an off-duty police officer is the man at the center of this video. It shows Galveston police officer Jared Rivas hitting someone multiple times. Witnesses claim the victim is a minor and it happened during a child's birthday party. ABC 13's Liliana Pearson is at the Island Bay Resort Apartments after speaking with the child's mother.
You just punched my daughter! You just punched my daughter! She didn't touch you! No! You just punched my daughter! I got it!
The mother who took that video says that they were here at this apartment complex enjoying a children's birthday party when a man comes into the pool area and demands they leave. She says they were doing just that when things escalated and got violent.
They punching on people!
In video, you can see a uniformed Galveston police officer holding a teen down. You can hear the blows from an off-duty officer, Jared Rivas, land as the teen.
So some probably on drugs, definitely on steroids, police officer, off duty, shows up at a pool party and starts beating the shit out of little kids. Somebody calls the cops, and the cops show up and hold down the little kids while the off duty guy starts punching him. And guess what? They're not sure if they can press charges. They don't know. There's video evidence from every single person that was there. You can see that this guy is beating up little kids while the cops in uniform hold the kids down. And they don't know if there's charges to be pressed. This is war, people. I'll leave links so you can watch the rest of this, but watch this one if you think that's just a fluke.
How do you know if they paid or not? How do you guys know if they paid or not? Oh, they're going to ignore me too. Help, rape, fire, 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 fire. That's great community relations too. How do you know if they paid or not, ladies?
Police say that they were responding to a hit and run at around 3:30 a.m. that day involving a suspected intoxicated driver alleged to have crashed into a vehicle and the building before fleeing on foot. Then a male officer, now known to be Officer Krueger, can be seen getting out of a patrol vehicle and then telling Ms. Rodriguez multiple times to move across the street. And you can actually hear Carolyn in the video mention Krueger by name. Clearly, they know each other.
Hey, ladies. Hey, Krueger. No, I'm not going to the floor. There's no investigation. There's no nothing.
You can go to the other side of the street. You're going to get arrested. I'm not warning you again.
What are you talking about?
Go to the other side of the street right now.
Why? Wait, tell me why first.
Rodriguez asked the officer why she needed to move across the street. And she asked, what are you talking about? One of the female officers says, we're doing an investigation. And the male officer tells Rodriguez that now she's under arrest. According to the police, Rodriguez failed to comply. and the video shows the officer grabbing her and throwing her face down onto the ground, placing her under arrest.
We're doing an arrest.
You're under arrest. Turn off.
No, I'm not under it. Okay, you
go. Stop resisting.
As she's being handcuffed on the ground, the officer tells her to stop resisting. Another officer is heard saying Rodriguez is bleeding.
Stop resisting.
Let me interject real quick. That's a little trick the cops use. Stop resisting. They say that because they have body cameras on. So they have to make sure. Once they know they screwed up big time and somebody's got it on film, or there's probably a camera on them, they have to do that. Stop resisting. He just took a 60-year-old woman, somebody's grandmother, somebody's mother, and face planted her on the concrete. He decentralized her. We call it a body slam. Face first to the ground. Stop resisting. Put your hands behind your back while they're punching you in the head and tasing you. This is insane. But I'm not showing you this. I'm showing you this so you can understand that the fact that there's people like the civil rights lawyer and all sorts of YouTube channels that put these things up, they're doing it for the money. All right. They're not doing it for the principle of the thing, because if they were, they wouldn't worry about blurring out what's actually happening, because if you don't blur it out, your video gets demonetized. And I've mentioned that to every single solitary one of them. It's fun to walk around and videotape the cops, but guess what? Nothing happens. 21 kids can get shot while 400 armed cops stand around for 70 plus minutes and nobody gets in trouble. They don't get in trouble because they work for the machine. They're not police officers anymore. They're law enforcement. You see what I'm saying? This is civil war. I'm going to give you one more example, just so you don't think it's complete bullshit, but I'll leave a link, I'll leave a thousand links for you to watch below so you can see what I'm saying. This is civil war. This is their front lines. The cops are somebody that we're familiar with because we've grown up around our entire lives. After the cops, the next layer will come out, or some event will occur. Somebody will snap or whatever, you know, who knows? Who knows? The FBI might send one of their assets out there. And that's what happened to the 60-year-old woman. You see what I mean? Who was trying to make a difference by filming the cops. Guess what happened to the cops? Nothing. I'm working on another video in the morning. One of my subscribers is a hotel manager in Colorado Springs, and she was cool enough to hook me up with a room because I've been a little too generous over the last few years, thinking that my fellow Americans would enough would have been enough, watching Joe Biden walk around and just flood the country with illegal aliens, because that's still a thing, that's still happening. I figured, you know, it wouldn't make any difference by now, so I have to rely on the charity of others, which is just ironic, because whatever. Let me wrap it up with this right here, real quick, because this is just pathetic. This is the state of our nation.
Well, there's a cloud hanging over the furry convention after police were called to a downtown Pittsburgh hotel.
Barry Penn.
Yes, you heard that right. It's a furry convention. People that identify as stuffed animals. These are scum of the earth that dress up like, you know what? You'll see. It's so commonplace. There's conventions, and now there's killings at the conventions. But I digress.
What happened?
So what happened was a stabbing, but not with a knife. With a sword. Allegedly, two conventioneers here at the Wyndham were in bed together when one said something the other didn't like.
A heavy police presence outside of the Wyndham Hotel just across from Point State Park. The combination of 4th of July celebrators running from the rain, the report of a fight in the hotel, and this specific stabbing incident that resulted in an arrest. It involved 4 Anthrocon, or furry conventioneers, and a sword. The sword incident happened just after midnight on July 4th when police received a frantic call saying a furry conventioner had been stabbed. According to the Pittsburgh Police criminal complaint, the officers were called to the hotel for a man bleeding in the hallway and screaming for help. And one man was reportedly swinging a sword. Police determined the victim had a severe laceration and took him to the hospital. According to the police criminal complaint, 4 males had been in one hotel room, 2 males in one of each of 2 double beds. 2 of the males in one of the beds had previously dated. The other 2 males in the room heard one yell, "Allah does not approve." and that's when the sword started swinging. Police arrested 26-year-old Jake O'Leary from South Carolina, who is in town for the convention. He has been charged with one count of aggravated assault. By the time the next morning came, word of the attack had already spread.
Oh, wait. That was the thing at the Windham.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, my God. I did hear about that. Well, that's the thing. The top three cons have just been consistently getting, like, bigger and bigger, like, all throughout the years. Like, in Furry Week in Atlanta, a different con that happened earlier this year, someone got mugged. There was, like, a video on Twitter and everything.
If that happened, it isn't fully on the fandom. It's all on the people that did it.
As most would agree, when there is over 15,000 people at an event, like here at this convention, there are also, obviously, all different types of people. Back to the Wyndham incident, right?
So yeah, four guys are sleeping together. They all dress up like stuffed animals for whatever reason. And one of them got mad and then declared that Allah didn't like this and started swinging a sword. That's how absolutely effed up this entire country is. And it's not going back because nobody seems to care. Nobody seems to care. The people that care are considered crazy conspiracy theorists, yet everything we've ever talked about is happening now. This is civil war. This is civil war. This is how it starts. How come they're not beating the shit out of these people, but they're beating up everybody else? Everybody else. I could sit here all day and all night with video after video after video, and they're all current, of cops just grabbing elderly people and throwing them out of the houses, kicking down the wrong doors, and then arresting the people for resisting arrest because they showed up at the wrong address, etc., etc. It just does not stop, period, at any rate. Here's one thing you really, really should do. It'll help me and it'll help you. Before they do the giant rug pull on everybody, get your money out of your retirement or your 401k or get 25 or 50% of it out and turn it into gold or silver. And again, they're still doing this. If you get this thing, they'll do a 10% instant match in bonus silver. And like I showed you when I first started talking about this, the first person that did this got 30 grand in free silver, and it was delivered to her house in 2 days. These guys do not mess around. They get your money from the bank, because try getting your money out of the bank. You think the cops are bad? The banks are worse, because the banks are the government, at any rate. Richie from Boston. A couple more videos are right behind this one, so check them out or don't. And there's a couple coming up on Jailbreak that you can check out or not. At any rate, it's getting late. I'm out.